Just one touch of your hand, one smile from you, and I'm walking on a cloud. Something's different in me, it's plain to see. I wanna say it right out loud. Nothing else seems to matter. Not trying to impress or flatter. All that really matters is you and me. When I'm alone with you in a crowd, I can shut the whole world out. Can't even hear what they're talking about. When I'm alone with you in a crowd. Just one kiss from your lips, how you whispered my name. I knew I could fall for you. My heart's beating so fast, found you at last. I hope you feel it too. Nothing else seems to matter. Not trying to impress or flatter. All that really matters is you and me. When I'm alone with you in a crowd, I can shut the talking about. When I'm alone with you in a crowd. When I'm alone with you in a crowd, I can't shut the whole world out. Can't even hear what they're talking about. When I'm alone with you in a crowd. Na, 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 na. When I'm
Talk Story Radio Network.
Welcome to another edition of Swoop's World, right here on the new Talk Story Radio Network. Swoop's World, where you get all you need to know about arts, culture, news, and happiness. Our number, if you want to give us a call tonight, is 562-912-3444. You can always email us at swoopsworld@gmail.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Once again, if you want to give us a call, that number is 562-912-3444. Now just sit back and enjoy another edition of Swoop's World on the new Talk Story Radio Network.
And welcome to another live event for Swoop's World. We're here live from the Delightful Crepes Cafe, right here off of Palos Verdes. And what is that, Loins? Is that, what is
that? That's Anaheim Street.
Anaheim Street.
On the backside of Cal State Long Beach.
Right behind Cal State Long Beach. And we're here with LB Food Review for a restaurant raid. And got a few of the people here. T-Bone has arrived. And C-Live is here. And Peter won't be joining us tonight. So it's just us, man. What's happening, brother?
What's up, dude? How you doing?
Doing great, man. Hey, you know what? Let's talk a little bit about LB Food Review. I know we do on the show, but let everybody know kind of what you guys do on a regular basis. And how about these food rates and these restaurant rates?
Well, you know, the whole LB Food Review thing, basically what it is me and Taylor walking around town, finding new places to eat and stuffing ourselves. And, you know, as we, you know, it's been a long time since we had a conversation about the fact that, you know, kind of how we got started and stuff like that. But it literally was Taylor and I eating somewhere. And I said to him one day, I said, man, we like to eat a lot. And this was like when PDS was having a really hard time. So, like, we were really bored and, like, not liking life really well. So we needed something fun to do.
Yeah.
And so I said, we both love eating and we love writing. So why don't we write about food?
Write about eating.
Yeah. And so pretty much, you know, the thing that's nice is in the beginning, we used to put up an article a week. But it was only the two of us writing for a really long time, which was really kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, a lot of work. Too,
yeah, it's a lot of work. And so then when we were able to start picking up additional writers, and we started getting, now we have five, and I just actually got contacted by a sixth today that's interested in writing for us. So as we get like this, and it becomes a lot more fun because you don't have to write about every time you eat, because what's funny about it, you don't think about it, but the whole thing's a little bit different when you're doing it as a project.
Like,
right. you have to think about it more. You have to think, what am I going to write or whatever, all this kind of stuff, right? So it's nice. Diane tells me sometimes, she'll be like, you know, are you going to, when we go out to dinner, one time I said, let's go to the 555, and she said, okay, but you can't write about it. I said, what do you mean? What do you mean I can't write about it? She's all, well, I want you to take me there because you want me to take me there, not because you're doing it as a project and you're dragging me along. And I said, you know, I kind of get that. So
it's the best of both worlds, though, man.
Hey, man, you know, we say it all the time: women are crazy. Diane can't be listening.
Managed to alienate half of the listening base and bolster support from the other half.
It's like a beer commercial.
Yeah.
But she tells me I'm crazy all the time, too. So, I mean, it is what it is.
That's true. So, hey, great. Thank you so much. We're going to get a chance to meet the owner here in a little bit.
Yeah, when Tom decides to sit down, he can come and talk a little bit and say hi. Yeah, stretch it out. Yeah.
But we're just settling in and going to take a look at the menu here. And everybody's come on down, man, right?
Yeah, please come on down. You know, if you're listening or you're here, you know, come on down and we'll... We'll love to see you,
T-Bone. Yeah. This your first time here? Or?
This is my first time here.
I'm actually going to slide out a little bit. I'm going to let the Bone Man get up here right next to the microphone.
I would love some. I'm going to try to figure out what I'm going to do about that.
Let me out so you can get to the microphone.
Okay.
Well, we're pretty much all get picked up on this. I got it set so. Yeah, even if somebody sits
I'm
there.
I'm going to sit right here so that I can welcome people as they come in. Oh, door.
Perfect.
You know, I got to be social.
Yeah.
It's all about kissing babies in the
face. Hey, that's right, man. And what do you call it? Pressing the flesh and kissing babies is politician stuff, right?
You know, I didn't get a chance to tell you this yet, but so Taylor and I start going and putting all the stuff in the car last night.
Right.
Stuff. And then Taylor looks down and he goes, is that coming from your car? There's this stripe of oil.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was like a quarter of a quart of oil it dumped out of my pan and into the gutter. Hey, no.
I can find things.
Yeah.
Oh, you're on the air?
Yeah. Yes, we are live on the air. And hey, what's up? Hello? Hello? Yes.
Thank you so much.
Finish telling.
I'm sorry,
I
got sidetracked. Where were we at?
You were at the part where I discovered oil pissing out of your car.
Yeah, oil was dripping out of my car, and then that is coming from my car. And there was a pretty nice little crack there in the oil pan.
We drove the however many thousands of miles back from Canoga Park last night, hemorrhaging oil out of the benzo.
What did you do? Just stop every few miles?
No, actually, we put one quart in on the way out of town, and it was fine. It was a slow enough leak. But did you get that taken care of today, man?
What now?
Did you get that taken care of today?
I attempted to JV weld it again. Totally
you know, desert fix that stuff. But it didn't work so well.
You wanna hold this up.
And, so I'm going to take it up to good old German Auto Tech in Pomona, and he's going to pull the pan and have it welded up for me, and we're just going to put this to bed.
Well, that was kind of, I mean, it was quite a drive, because for those of you who don't know, we were in Canoga Park, which for us is, you know,
Europe.
Yeah. It might as well be the other end of the earth. We had a great time.
It was fun.
But that was a long drive for you to come back dripping oil, though.
Yeah.
The saving grace of old German cars is it holds 9 quarts of oil to begin with. So, I mean, you lose a quart, you're still in the dipstick.
You're still good.
And, you know, and the other thing is, the other saving grace is I grew up driving British cars. My dad's British cars.
Yeah.
If they ain't leaking, they don't have any in it. So, I feel all right about it. It lubricates the chassis.
Yeah. Oh, give that nice spray and drip as you go.
And you weren't worried about it, right? You weren't thinking you're going to have to push or anything?
I already knew that I have AAA.
Yeah, so you're good.
I'm assuming he does. If I drove the kind of cars he drives around, I would have
AAA. You'd have double AAA.
Yeah. AAA squared. Hey. You just keep throwing A's together, I mean.
Well, we were at the Guitar Merchant, is where we were, and we got to hear some great music and and meet some cool people.
Great venue.
And what a cool venue. Absolutely a cool venue. So, you know, they invited us back. We'll try to go back out there sometime
in the future. I really hope you're able to book Michelle Call to come on down and talk.
Actually, Michelle and I did some Facebook stuff last night,
and
I'm going to be scheduling her the next couple days. So
I'm looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward
to going back to the Guitar Merchant during the daytime, during regular operating hours, too.
I just
want to pull some of those axes off the walls. It was kind of a bummer. The only bummer about the whole thing was that they had the you know, you could pretty much walk in, and it was like you were in a little makeshift hallway because they had it taped off, so you couldn't take the guitars off the wall.
I believe I saw a Fender bass I wanted to take a look at over there. But
I couldn't believe how cool the little stage room was. I mean, it's really well set up. It's like you're in a little playhouse back there.
Well, it's set up perfectly for that kind of thing. I mean,
and they've got a guy working a soundboard and everything.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not just people plugging into an amp. I mean, this is the real deal Holyfield right now.
I talked to the owner there, and he was telling me that on the weekends they have a like high school kids, you know, with their bands, they come and do things there, and people who take lessons that have, you know, bands and stuff. It's a full-on performance space, and then, you know, at night they have kind of stuff we saw, and this is cool. I mean, it was a totally cool venue. I mean, that's your brother?
That's my brother, my old man.
Oh, all right.
The Livingston quotient just tripled.
They just became the majority in the house here.
Yeah.
So, it was cool, and then and we're out again tonight, man. So you discovered the place. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Diane and I came here and had breakfast probably about 8 months ago. And then I hadn't really come back over here. And then I was out selling the Los Altos Life mailer that I was working on for real estate.
Right.
And I wandered in here, and Tom, the owner, was like, yeah, tell me what's about. And so I talked about that, and I talked about LB Food Review, and I talked about a bunch of stuff. And we sat for about an hour, and He's a pretty funny guy. He made me laugh pretty hard a couple times. And I thought, how cool, as a thank you to him and, you know, whatever, we'll get a group of guys together, guys and gals, and cruise on down to the Delightful Grapes Cafe and check it out. It's always fun to grab a little place like this. And the cool thing is, a really quaint, nice little space.
Yeah.
It's really well done in here. It's really nice.
Yeah. It's neat.
I've talked to my son's mom, and she said the place is great. She loves it. So it's my first time here.
This will be my first foray as well.
Yeah, jump into some crepes here in a few minutes.
I always thought that crepes were just a sweet dessert kind of thing until my first experience at La Creperie.
Huh?
Since then, I've discovered, because sweet stuff really doesn't do it for me. I don't do dessert. I don't eat sweet stuff ever, hardly. I mean, beer is pretty much my dessert. So when I found out that
don't like sweet beers,
you could take this crepe thing and put meat in it, I was like, sold. I'm in.
Sign me up.
Yeah. It's cool because I have a lot of Scandinavian relatives, and the Norwegian side of the family makes something called lefse, which is almost like a crepe. It's a real thin potato pancake.
Uh-huh.
So lefse That you pretty much always do with like butter and sugar and cinnamon. I mean, it's just decadent.
Is that the kind of thing that you use like what do you call that? Like apple butter on and stuff.
Yeah,
like that?
You can do that kind of stuff with it. And you make it with this one, with this little wooden stick. It's almost like a painter stick, a paint stick that's been shaved down to a very fine edges. So almost like razor edges at the sides. So that's the lefse. That's the Scandinavian version of the crepe. But I'm looking forward to tonight. Have you looked at the menu yet?
Just took a quick glance, and I got a better look at it here in a second when we go to our first commercial break.
Beautiful.
and go from there. Matter of fact, it's a great time to take a quick break because we got people coming in, and we get a chance to say a couple of hellos. So we'll take our first break. You're listening to Swoops on the Talk Story Radio Network. And this is Acidic. They were a guest last week, and this is called Strata Red. We'll be back right after this.
Station Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk Story Radio Network.
Hey, there's a sharp hole in the wall, and you're listening to Swoops World.
And welcome back to Swoops World. Hey, live from Delightful Crepes, man. I put the address in the chat line. I should give it out over the air for those of you who are on the chat room. It is 1190 Studebaker Road, Suite H, Long Beach. Come on down. It's a cool place for you guys. Come on. We're all trying to fill up. Pretty cool menu, man. What do you got there, man? Want to take a look at that?
They have all kinds of different creatively named crepes.
Yeah.
They have the Napoleon chicken breast, sautéed onions, mushrooms, green beans, folded in a crepe, topped with ginger sesame sauce. And they've got ones with salmon and sautéed spinach and asparagus and some feta cheese and some turkey and all kinds of other great stuff.
And my son, I saw my son just, he ate one. Sean, what kind did you have?
Oh, yeah, we have
a little
breakfast.
Come here, have a seat right here, real quick. You had the breakfast scrambler. And what was in it, man?
Eggs, cheese, and
sausage. How was it?
Good.
Very good.
You enjoyed it? Did you inhale it, or did you actually taste it? You tasted it? Because when I was your age, I inhaled everything. You know, I just threw it in there.
He's a crepe guy. He gets crepes quite often. And how does it compare to the other ones you get? You gotta speak.
Hey, that's what your dad had to tell me in the beginning too, man. He always be, this is like a radio show, you idiot. Come on, use your words.
For those of you who don't know, we were just on that last break, and when we came out of that break, it was Sean from Hole in the Wall telling you we were listening to Swoops World. He's here with us tonight, man. He's a celebrity in his own right.
Yeah, Sean,
check him out on the Cartoon Network every once in a while on the Hole in the Wall show.
Is he still? Are you still doing the game update? The games update for the radio show? Or
I haven't done it in a while.
Haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, he's got to lay low because school and practice and all that kind of stuff. So.
How is soccer going, man? Tell me about how you're playing. What's your team, man? What you got going on? Tell us all about it.
Club team, the Long Beach Arsenal for Club Greater Long Beach.
Awesome.
And we're 3-5.
Is it fun though?
Yeah. And I played for Wilson.
How old are you, man? You're 14, so you're a freshman. Yeah. And you played for Wilson High? That's awesome, man. That's really cool.
So he's having fun. And got homework to do, but
he's skinny, man.
Stopped out here he runs all the time, every day.
We need to get on his plan.
Nah, he runs too much. Half of his plan.
You know, I'd really like this running thing if there wasn't so much running involved.
Exactly. You know? Takes the fun right out of it.
It does, man. The hard breathing, your legs start to cramp up, and then you just stop and go, I'm fat. I'm not meant to do this.
You got an excellent point there, man.
Hence the fact that we're sitting in a restaurant about to gorge ourselves on extremely decadent foods.
More butter, please.
Yes. And no, I didn't work out today.
It's all good. Now, look, I see some familiar faces here, man.
Yeah, man. My younger brother's here. The Bone Man, of course, is here. Diane's here. This is my good friend Steve and my other good friend Ben Cleveland. And, always good to see Cimino. Crazy, crazy Cimino, man. It's always good to see him.
Cool. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see if we can get Tom over here so he can talk about a little bit about his business. I see him walking. He's a busy man. I mean, he's hands-on. And
very, very
hands-on. Really cool.
Very involved. Tom, you want to...
He's out greeting people. I mean, right when he walked in, he's welcome to our, welcome to our place here. And I see he's greeted everybody. He's concerned about every table, and that's pretty cool. When you go to a lot of places, you don't get the owner's attention sometimes.
It shows in the quality of the food and the quality of the service, because you come in here in the afternoons, okay. none of the servers, if there's no tables, they're not doing anything. They're not sitting in the booth drinking an iced tea, man. You know what I'm saying?
On the cell phone.
No. They've got Windex and a rag in their hand. Like, when the owner's there all the time, that means work.
You know what? When I had the coffee house and stuff, and Peter was up, he was a big part of that. Mm-hmm. He told somebody one time, I was next to my oldest son. He was standing there. Peter, comes from the restaurant business, too.
Right.
And there wasn't really much going on. Apparently, my son was kind of leaning against the thing. Peter goes, if you're leaning, you're cleaning, man.
Yeah, man.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because, kids snap too better for other people than they do for, for their
of
own parents sometimes. So, listen here, man. We have Tom, and Tom is the owner of the Lightful Grapes Cafe here. Hey, how you doing, Tom?
I'm doing good, Swoop. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for having us over.
Oh, thank you. I hope everybody's enjoying themselves.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about how long you've been open, how you got started here. Is this your first restaurant or anything like that?
Well, we started in January of 2008, so that's 3.5 years. For those who have children, that half is real important.
Very important, exactly.
And no, this isn't our first restaurant. I actually got dragged into the industry, kicking and screaming, by my wife, who needed a restaurant for her mother. So we've had two Thai restaurants before we had this. And lo and behold, everybody who works for us smiles at the customers and values the customer's opinion. And so this one's the one that made it, and the Thai restaurant where we did what the cook wanted. That one is, the funeral has passed.
Well, how'd you decide to do the crepes?
Imitation is the greatest form of flattery. So my wife saw a friend who had a crepe cafe, actually just up the road here, that's no longer around, and she decided she'd copy her. And the difference is, our chefs are magnificent. And we both spent all of our lives in customer service. I spent 27 years in sales, and my wife was a hairdresser. And we have one rule around here. The customer is always right. And it's served us real well. It's just one of those things where, come on in and see for yourself. Because I can't describe it, but we've all sat there and walked into the Golden Arches at 1 minute past 10:30 and said, I will give you any amount of money for the breakfast that's in the freezer that you just put in there 5 seconds ago. And the answer is, no. And we get that from our bank, too. You walk in that snake line, and, there's six people in a huddle, and they're all talking about God knows what, and there's two people helping the snake line, and 35 minutes later, you're finally done doing your business.
Right, you're absolutely right.
Well, around here, we have one person in the kitchen, and everybody else pays attention to the customers.
Well, we were just talking about that, and I commented on the fact that we've been observing since we've been here. And you're very hands-on. I mean, you greet people when they come through the door. You're checking on tables. And it's really nice to see the owner that involved. You don't see that in a lot of places.
We've all been there, okay? And I can take you to two or three places where the owner sits next to the cash register and barks out orders, and that's all that happens. But, I go back to my sales background. If you put yourself in a customer-oriented perspective, then you're always saying, you can have, instead of we do. And literally, you can have whatever we have the capability of doing. Just ask us. If we can't do it, we'll suggest an alternative. But the last thing that's going to come out of our mouth is no.
Very nice. Tell us a little bit about your menu.
The menu is put together by our three chefs and my wife, and it features breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We have some mouth-watering specials, too, they're really kind of etched in stone, kind of like the way the Ten Commandments were. So it's hard to take them off. Just about anything that you could put inside a burrito, a sandwich, a taco, anything else you've ever had, we're willing to put inside a crepe. And, you know, from sweet little things with fruit and raspberry or berry sauce on top for breakfast, bananas, walnuts, yogurt, cottage cheese, peaches, pineapples, to your standard bacon and egg type breakfast, any combination of scrambled eggs, eggs over easy, huevos rancheros, chorizo burrito. We have a Belgian waffle that just, you know, your choice of strawberries or bananas. We moved to lunch. We've got some spicy Mexican type cuisine. We've got pizza crepes. We've got a quesadilla made inside a crepe that we call a crepesadilla, a chicken chipotle crepe that's really medium tasting, but the chipotle sauce has got some real fire and kick to it. I'm leaving out some things.
I love it, man.
Yeah, making me really hungry.
You know, I mean, I got to warn you, I spent 8 years in radio. So right now, anybody out there whose mouth is not watering, you're either dead or you don't know it.
Exactly. Check the obituary. You might be listening.
Okay. What was that line? If you wake up with the sun on your face in fields of blowing grass, fear not, for thou art dead. And the battle is won.
Exactly.
Let's see. Was that Russell Crowe in Gladiator? Okay. And don't forget, what we do in life echoes an eternity. And it really does. I mean, you know, Chris comes in here, he's trying to create a neighborhood buzz,
right?
And the things he does will echo an eternity. I can tell that. I just met Chris's father tonight. I can tell your grandfather was just like you, because his grandfather is echoing in eternity right now as we sit here because of actions like theirs. You know, put together a little community activism. You know, we do what's good for the community, support Long Beach, support small businesses. How many small businesses do we know? How many restaurants do we know? I've got one that are out of business now. And, you know, through efforts like things like what Chris had done, you know, and what his grandfather did are echoing throughout Long Beach, and we're going to make it here as a vibrant little community cut out in our little southeast corner of Los Angeles County, where we have 10 million neighbors,
right,
give or take a few that aren't counted, and we're going to make it.
Exactly. Talk on the money, man. I think you might need to bring him on the show.
I'll tell you, I'm dangerous.
That's a friend of mine, Paul, says his kids are his missus to the future, right? So that is the same concept. He says, you know, what I hope to teach you, you know, you take on, and you know, part of my beliefs, you know, passions, will carry on, you know, generation.
So you asked me something about a menu a while back. Was that two or three digressions before?
So
we have a dinner menu that won't stop. But I'd like to talk about our specials first. We have a salmon crepe on there that's got spinach. Okay, remember Popeye?
Yeah.
Okay, spinach is good for you. Mozzarella cheese, spinach, and fresh salmon, with topped with a Dijon cream sauce that is just out of this world. And all of our dinners, sandwiches, and specials come with free soup or free salad too. So you're getting a three-course meal, virtually, okay? We've got a salmon special. We've got a Mediterranean crepe for the vegans or vegetarians out there. That is all grilled, marinated vegetables topped with marinara and pesto sauce, folded inside of a crepe. And you get super salad with that. We make four salad dressings right here on the premises. And I'm telling you, come on down, gamble $9 or $10. I said gamble $9 or $10. Next time you're going out to eat, you're going to spend $7 or $8 anyway, unless you're eating fast food. Gamble $9 or $10. Come in here to Delightful Crepes Cafe, 1190 Studebaker Road. Find out for yourself, and if you don't like it, come and talk to me. If I'm not here, ask the staff to call Tom on his cell phone, and we will make accommodations for you. But I promise you, between our lasagna crepe, between our fresh salmon crepe, between our California crepe, which has got crab meat inside of it, it's a crab salad, it's got tomatoes, green onions, olives, and it's topped with avocado and a Dijon cream sauce. Between that, between our chicken parmesan, between our lasagna crepe, between our Arc de Triomphe, our Napoleon, our ratatouille, we've got two other, the ratatouille is a vegan crepe. We've got a crepes mornay that's a killer sauce. We've also got a crepe Florentine that's got spinach and what other greens are in that? Can you tell that product knowledge is not one of my strengths?
Wait a minute. Yeah, we can tell it is your strength.
Yeah, exactly. Spinach, feta cheese, and excuse me. Okay, that one's, the Florentine's got spinach and feta cheese. It's our crepes Mornay with sautéed spinach and asparagus, topped with a Mornay sauce, a white creamy Mornay sauce that is just outstanding. We serve roughly 1,000 people here a week, roughly. Okay, I have had now in 3.5 years a total of 4 customer complaints in 3.5 years. All right, and I want to apologize to those 4 people that have complained. Okay, but I'm telling you, if you were to take an average, we'd be at about 99.999% customer satisfaction. And when the customer complains, our response is, what would you like for me to do? And I command our staff to listen carefully at that point and then do what the customer asks.
Wow, that
it works. It works.
That's all there is to it. It's real simple.
Yeah.
And we started in January of 2008, right before the big financial crash. In all due rights, we should not be here. Okay, we didn't have 10 years to build up a clientele and a following. And thanks to Chris, here we are on a Thursday night. We've got just short of a packed house. That means for the 2 or 3 of you that are out there considering or contemplating coming down before we close, you've got time to clear. If you're in Long Beach, if you're in Seal Beach, if you're in Cerritos, if you're in Los Alamitos, come on down. We will serve you tonight.
Excellent.
Mention Swoop's World, and you get a 20% discount on your meal if you get here before we close tonight.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
I like incentives.
Yeah. There's nothing like throwing the baited hook out.
Exactly. Well, yeah, come on down. I mean, I'm looking at the menu, and I'm going to be ordering something here myself pretty soon. You've got a great thing going, man.
Thank you.
We're just happy to be here and look at the place, man.
Thanks for hosting us. It's really cool.
No, you're welcome. It's been a real pleasure. So now let's sit around and tell a few jokes.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Swoop's World on the Talk Story Radio Network, broadcasting live from the Life of Crepes Cafe. That's located at 1190 Swoopacre Road, Suite H, right here in Long Beach, California. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
Thank you.
It's now or never.
Hey Kim, what you gonna do? What you gonna do with my love?
You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Rad. I'm here to remind you that drunk drivers are still a major killer of young adults in this country. So always choose a designated driver and remember, music lives, you should too.
Getting born in the state of Mississippi, Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Carrie Wade, and you're listening to Swoop's World.
Easy to constant spin. I ask as I begin to once again feel unsettled in my skin.
And welcome back to Swoop's World, podcasting live from the Delightful Grapes Cafe right here in Long Beach. And Carrie Wade, and that was Carrie Wade. The song you heard on that break was Kim Cameron from Side Effects Band. And that one's called 3 Seconds. She was our guest on First Fridays. And Carrie Wade is a good friend of the show. And we actually saw her last night. I didn't get a chance to talk to her like I wanted to, but we did get a chance to see Carrie. Hopefully we'll see her again soon. T-Bone, you just had the chicken wings, huh?
I did. I had the what do they call them here? Let me see here. See if I can work the menu. Operator error. I had the Thai chicken wings served with a sweet chili sauce.
Ah, sounds good.
And they were good. They were nice and crispy, but they weren't tossed in the sauce. You could drizzle or dip to your own delight.
Yeah, so very cool.
That was nice. I'm a sucker for a batch of chicken wings.
And I see you found a brew to go along with it.
I did.
You cannot have chicken wings without beer.
No, absolutely not. So. It should be a constitutional amendment, actually. Screw flag burning. Chicken wings and beer. 29th Amendment or whatever. I don't know. How the hell many amendments do we have? 26, 28. My constitutionally correct brother is going to be pissed off when he hears that. But.
That's right. That's right up his alley. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's fine.
Hey, you know, we only got a few more minutes left, and you know, we did an abbreviated sports thing last night, man. You got any updates for us going into the weekend?
Going into the weekend. Well, let's see here. This is my birthday weekend coming up, and just happens that both of my teams are off this weekend. The Chargers are off this weekend, and Nebraska's off this weekend. So. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I guess I'm going to watch the teams I don't like, because I know I'm not going to just not watch sports.
Or you could just party and not have to worry about anything.
I don't have to worry about anything. That's a great thing. See, I already have come to the conclusion that I can't go to Las Vegas when my teams are playing, because it's like a guaranteed death blow. I mean, the last 4 trips to Vegas I've made during football season, I come back pissed off. Not because I've lost money, which, I mean, I expect to lose money.
Right.
But damn it, I can't take the double punch in the gut, you know?
Well, you know what, the thing with me in Vegas and sports, if I just go to Vegas and do what I do, play some craps, have a good time, you know, I win or lose, I've had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
When I get sucked into the sports book, when I'm sitting there watching 27 TVs, you know, in a horse race, I don't even know where they're running, and don't care about, but I got money on that, and, you know, a basketball game here and a football game there. It's done. I hate it. I come back miserable. So I try to avoid sports book altogether.
Yeah.
I'll walk in and bet on a game and then leave. But sitting there trying to watch about 19
it's
games.
It's agonizing.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But see, a guy like you, I mean, you do the fantasy sports, man. So it should be right up your alley, though.
theoretically, I still get overstimulated at that point, you know? Like, I like to fancy myself a multitasker, but in reality, I know that that is not one of my strong suits, so... I mean, I'm the master of the remote control. If you give me the TV on a Saturday or a Sunday, I can time it so that I get, like, every important play of every game that's on TV at that three-hour window.
That's an art form in itself.
And I perfected that in the dorms, you know. I didn't perfect much else in the dorms at Long Beach State, but I got really damn good at jumping from game to game to game. So, thank God for basic cable in the dorm rooms. But this weekend, yeah, I'm going to be on autopilot a little bit, but... who's the Monday night game this week?
Well, you know what?
Since I am computerless for the second show in a row.
In the world we live in, this is easy to find out, you know?
And
because usually I have this, when you're doing the sports, I usually have this pulled up already. So, but
yeah,
we're flying by the seat of our pants, so to speak.
Oh, Detroit pulled it out tonight. So Detroit's still alive in the ALCS.
Milwaukee's leading.
I just left my brother, and Ashley's like, "Can we sit here?"
I told him.
Yeah, it's
all right, coming into this weekend, what's the schedule look like here? Set this up right. I clicked on schedule. Where are we at here?
Click on scores right there. That'll show you the better. ESPN's website should be ashamed
not
of itself.
User-friendly?
It should be ashamed of itself.
Are we off the air?
We're about 10 minutes away from going off the air. We're just doing a
quick got Niners-Lions this week. That's two teams that had not had a pulse for a good long while, and they're both on top of their divisions, I believe. So the Lions are tied for the lead in their division. But my goodness.
Looks like put this off. Annoying me.
Colts bungles. The Colts are 0-5 right now, man.
I'll tell you, man. That just shows you how important. Okay, we all accept Peyton Manning's talent and how important he is to that team. But to build your team around one person, man, this shows you what a disaster that can be.
Mm-hmm.
They built the entire, no defense, obviously, but they built the entire team around Peyton Manning. And he's done, and they just can't do it. They have no idea.
I think, the role that he has filled for the last decade as not just the quarterback, but the on-field coach, basically.
Yeah, he's calling plays.
He has had more of an influence on the direction of that offense than the coaching staff has over the last 10 years. And you go from a guy who is running the show to a guy who is the understudy who hasn't even seen the whole script yet. So that's a little rough.
Well, you know, I was listening to one of the sports radio shows, a while back. And a lot of quarterbacks receive the play, and then they have a couple options.
Mm-hmm.
Very few in the league actually have full-on veto power. And, of course, Peyton Manning's one of them. And the pundit who was talking was saying, I'm not even sure they even sent him in plays. I think
you can tell in any kind of two-minute situation or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't need that speaker in his helmet. And maybe he's got the FM radio on there. Maybe he's listening to cool jazz or something while he drives the team down the field. But
you know, the thing is when you watch him play, to me, he reminds me a lot, not necessarily his style, but his ability of Joe Montana. And Montana was one of those guys, too, that would... He called most of his own plays, and I saw a special on him one time, and they were talking to all his teammates. They were talking about the first year of that big Super Bowl run that the 49ers made, and they were playing in Miami, and they were down, and they had to make that last drive to win, and they said they were all nervous. They were all nervous, you know, just a couple minutes left on the clock, or whatever. Ball was on their end of the field, like the 20. I don't know if they downed it. I don't remember the exact, layout of everything. But it was they had about 80 yards to go.
Mm-hmm.
They were sitting there all huddled up, and Montana walks into the huddle, and he goes, "Hey, look over there. There's John Candy in the stands." And he points out, like, three celebrities, And then after everybody kind of looked and kind of was kind of, what's he talking about? He just looked at everybody and goes, "Let's go win this thing." And he said, right then and there, they'd all... he was our team leader. And I forgot one of the guys was taller than the lineman. He goes, I gained so much respect for him right then and there.
We were all put at ease, and we knew we could do this. And they drove the 80 yards, you know, win the game, first of the many championships they won.
And that kicked off a hell of a 1980s.
Yes, it did.
For the city of San Francisco. Yeah.
Yes, it did. So, hey, see you, man. Any last words? Any final thoughts, man?
Yeah, man. I appreciate you coming out and doing this with us tonight.
Hey, Master,
we're
all
good. I'm sure you're dragging ass from last night. And,
I feel great.
You know, I'm just happy that we're getting out and we're doing this. And you know, we talked about it, and hopefully we're going to get it together. The three of us have the combined date open now that we're going to try to put together the LB Food Review third semi-annual. pub crawl. And we're gonna tackle Second Street again. We're gonna do it this time. We're gonna switch it up a little bit and do it during the day.
Yeah.
So that people can go and pass out at night. Because as we're getting older, man, it's harder to do that. You know, I can only imagine what it's gonna be with like your age. But
ask your dad.
Right there. You should ask him. So, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. We're gonna have a great day. A lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to just planning it and getting out there and talking to some more local businesses and promoting our show and our website. And it's a great way for us to get more people, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let me just tell you about, let everybody know a couple of the cool things we have coming up next week, Wednesday night, late night show. Our guest is Maria Livingston, followed by Robert John and the Wrecking Crew. All right, I think the Wreck. Robert John, he's past musician. So Amari Livingston and Robert John. And on Thursday's primetime show, we have Divinity Rocks, bass player. And she's here for Bass Player Live. And we're going to be giving away a set of tickets to Bass Player Live. So if you are interested in going to Bass Player Live, send us an email at sweetsroll@gmail.com. We have a set of tickets. So it's a two-day event. And it's a good time. And that's going to be next weekend. Following also next weekend, we have our event that... Swoots World and LB Food Review are sponsoring here. It's an evening event of indie artists at Swoots World. Tickets are on sale. Go to swootsworld.com. Check it out. Find out everything about it. Michelle Mangione, Rasmus Stewart, and Corey Joseph Clark will be performing, and you will definitely enjoy it. We're here tonight at Delightful Crepes Cafe.
It is delightful.
It is delightful. We're gonna wrap up our show and dig into some crepes ourselves. But you still have time to come on down and get on down here and check this out. And if you don't make it down tonight, definitely make sure that they're on your radar. Once again, they're located at 1190 Studebaker Road, Suite H, right here in Long Beach, California. So take that, if you get a chance, stop on by here. You can't miss it. It's a little corner. It's a strip mall. What's it here? The 7-Eleven.
Fantastic Cafe.
Cardio Beat.
Right. And
Sevy.
If you're in this area, you've been by here many a time. But they're huddled over here in the corner. So drive through the lot, find them, and settle on in.
Before we cut out, I had a pretty cool thing happen to me today. Taylor, being as nice as he always is, you know, a couple months ago, or almost a year ago now, I guess, built me my... my real estate ad that's on LB Food Review.
Uh-huh.
Well, I went to preview a property for the doctor this morning, and I was talking to the guy, and right at the end, we probably spent about an hour walking through his place and talking, and by the time we were walking out, I said, well, yeah, and he's all, well, what else do you do? And so I gave him the myriad of other things that I'm involved with, and he goes, that's why you look so familiar. That's why you look so familiar. I've seen your real estate ad on LB Food Review. You should have called me to list this place.
Absolutely. Now you know.
Yeah.
That is cool.
It might have been the picture that scared him away, you know, to buy a house or...
It's small. It's not like a bus
bench. No, I mean, it's not really that intimidating.
Those bus bench pictures, man.
It could be a bus bench picture. You're angry real estate agent.
You put it in some awesomely dirty neighborhoods, and it would still be like, I can handle this.
Yeah.
I can
I'm good.
Hey, this white guy's good. He's all right. He doesn't really belong here.
He looks
like when I got thrown out of that neighborhood in North Long Beach. Lady goes, you don't belong here.
Keep it moving.
Keep moving.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah.
You have to stay in real estate because you come up with some great stories all the time.
Man, it creates great stories.
As long as we keep this guy going door to door doing something, we're going to get all sorts of golden interactions with the general public.
You know, I think I gotta give you my old set of encyclopedias. Go try to sell those.
Some of these neighborhoods I work in, I wish you'd give me your old piece.
I hear you.
I mean, I've told you about neighborhoods I've worked in. You go, dude, I wouldn't even drive. I'm just saying.
And if I did, I surely wouldn't stop and get out of the car.
Yeah. No, it's like the client that she actually refers me a lot of business, but she's friends with me on Facebook. It straight up says her name and it says Watts.
Just in case you were wondering.
Yeah.
It's all good. Hey, well, that's going to do it for us tonight. Hey, we thanks everybody for tuning in. Definitely check out the Delightful Crazy Cafe. Swoops Room, join us again on Wednesday night, 8 o'clock for late night. We'll be back then. And until then, have a great weekend, everybody. And hey, happy birthday to you, man. And
thanks, man.
You'll be another year older next time I see you.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Good night, all.
Good night, world.
I don't know. We're just going to get some
problems.
Do not necessarily reflect those of Talk Story Radio, its affiliates, or sponsors.